Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how should I move to a life that I have not known before? In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you with me today for this program. You're listening to ATZ on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. As usual, we're going to start up a program with a question. And that is, for example, I want to get married, but I want you to advise me, how should I move to a life that I have not known before? Dear young brother, you should know that marriage is a great and important decision in one's life. When a reasonable man decides to take such an important decision, he has to think deeply and wisely. So first, you have to prepare for all the requirements of marriage, and then do not act when choosing the partner of your life as you are buying something from a store. This is also said to a young woman when choosing a partner of her life. You have to be very precious in choosing the qualities of your future wife in order to be happy and successful and to win the good end. It is mentioned that one day a young man, whose name was Ibrahim al-Karkhi, asked Imam Sadiq a question like yours. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, when you want to get married, see where you will put yourself, who you will make a partner in your wealth, and to whom you will reveal your religion and secrets. So it's very important to have a proper elements, factors, when we want to choose our wife or our husband, inshallah. Based on studying Quran and studying hadiths, we can easily understand these principles, and if we establish our marriage based on them, inshallah, we're going to have a happy life. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. And I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you with me in this program. So we were talking about the steps we should take before marriage. And also we get to hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, who said that before marriage, you should see where you will put yourself and who you will make a partner in your wealth and to whom you will reveal your religion and secrets. In another tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam said, woman is like a necklace. See what necklace you put on. It's very important to look at the marriage status, to look at the marriage condition from this point of view. Then at once, to take the other steps and beware of aiming at just beauty and wealth, because these two things may disappear by accident, for example, which will not tell you before they take place. If you do not concentrate your choice on faith and morals, you will face a dark fate. But do not misunderstand me and think that Islam does not pay attention to beauty and wealth, but Islam warns of making them priority when choosing one's wife or husband. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from the happiness of a Muslim man is a beautiful woman who is religious. He also said, a Muslim man does not profit from anything of the Islam better than a Muslim woman who pleases him when he looks at her, obeys him when he orders her, and is devoted to him in keeping her honor and his wealth when he's absent. So outward beauty may give pleasure, but religious and moral beauty gives you more pleasure. Therefore, it is mentioned that one day a man asked Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam, "To whom should I marry my daughter?" Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, "Marry her to a pious man, because if he loves her, he will honor her, and if he hates her, he will not do wrong towards her." So it's very important to put the factors of our choice in marriage based on the principles that Quran and also Hadith have taught us, inshallah. I wish everyone a happy life and an enjoyable life. Thank you for staying with us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.